Vistara glanced past Ben toward the pillar of dark waters, then shook her head.
No. Ben's right, she said. Drinking from the font would destroy us, not save us.
Abeloth lowered her arm.
The choice is yours to live with.
She withdrew into the fog.
Or to die from.
Ben waited until even the swirl of her retreat had vanished, then said,
Good job, Vess. We can get through this as long as we stand firm and stand together.
Don't take this the wrong way, Ben, but that's a load of poodoo.
Vistara pivoted to stand back to back again.
In case you didn't notice, the last 100 times we tried to leave the courtyard, we're kind of outclassed here. No way are we getting past Abeloth to safe water.
Probably not.
Ben tipped his head as far as he could toward Vistara, then whispered,
But we just have to hold on. Dad's on his way. I can feel him reaching out to me in the Force.
Vistara whispered,
Are you sure?
Would I lie about something like that?
Ben asked.
Trust me. He'll be here.
When?
As soon as he can,
Ben said.
I tried to let him know we're desperate.
Well, that's something, I guess.
It's hope,
Ben replied quickly.
And hope is enough to get us through this. As long as we stick together.
Vistara fell silent for a moment, then said,
I'm with you, Ben. That's not going to
change.
Vistara screamed as she stumbled back into Ben. He spun around instantly and found Abeloth already on Vistara, tentacles probing for her mouth and nose. Lacking a lightsaber or any other sort of weapon, Ben stepped into the melee and slammed a palm heel into the center of Abeloth's chest, at the same time hitting her with a panic-fueled blast of Force energy. Abeloth went flying, doubled over, trailing a spray of bloody bile. Vistara recovered her footing and stepped forward into a fighting crouch, her arms raised and ready to attack, either hand to hand or with the Force. Ben found himself staring in amazement at the cone of red mist that Abeloth had left behind, surprised by the power of the Force blast he had just unleashed. He felt cold and queasy from the effects of so much dark side energy, and had he not been so thoroughly dehydrated already, he probably would have vomited.
Ben!
Vistara grabbed his arm and stepped in close, propping him up.
Are you okay?
I will be, as soon as I get rid of this rot inside, he said.
Rot?
Ben jerked a thumb toward the font of power.
The Force is corrupt this close to the fountain, he said. All dark side.
Vistara turned toward the pillar of dark water.
We may have to use it anyway, Ben. The Force is all we have to protect ourselves with.
No! It's like poison,
Ben said.
We can't use the Force until we get out of this fog.
Vistara shook her head.
You know that isn't going to happen,
she said.
That's why Abeloth is keeping us here. She's trying to corrupt us.
We won't let her,
Ben said.
We won't use the Force.
Ben, we're going to have to,
Vistara said.
It's the only way to hold her off until your father arrives.